AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. After Mother Nature dropped a record amount of snowfall on the east, she's been helping thaw out the region today.
The only snow left is on the ground.
Sun's out. Temperature should reach above 32 degrees.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the conditions are right to start the cleanup. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo says so far, so good. One problem, the Long Island Railroad,
which sustained significant damage in the yards.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says New Yorkers stepped up to deal with a storm that originally was supposed to bring about 8 to 12 inches of snow.
Ends up coming in close to 27 inches.
And airports in the south and northeast are slowly resuming service after the storm. I'm Ed Donahue.
The blizzard will halt action in Congress this week. Votes that were scheduled in the House have been postponed, and the Senate will not return to work until Wednesday evening. Alaska has been rocked by a magnitude 7.1 earthquake. Robert Sanders is an expert with the U.S. Geological Survey.
That is a large earthquake for this part of the world. They're not uncommon in this area, in this subduction zone in Alaska, but it is a large earthquake for this area.
There are no immediate reports of any injuries, but a house exploded and a neighborhood had to be evacuated following a report of a gas leak. Former Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia Police Chief Charles Ramsey is heading home to Chicago. Mayor Rahm Emanuel's office says he will be a senior advisor to the police department and help to guide civil rights reforms. Former Israeli President Shimon Peres has been taken to a hospital after experiencing chest pains. A spokesman says it's a precaution after Peres suffered a mild heart attack a week ago. Officials in California say three inmates who escaped from a maximum security jail should be considered armed and dangerous. The Orange County Sheriff says an investigation has been launched into how the inmates managed to obtain the tools to cut through half-inch steel bars at the jail in Santa Ana. This is AP Radio News. There is a blizzard of campaigning underway this weekend as the presidential candidates get ready for the Iowa caucuses in a week. Donald Trump continues to talk about the loyalty of his supporters.
When you add it all up, it's pretty much close to 90%. These are people that just won't leave. They will not leave. I love my people.
Trump was on CBS. Meantime, on ABC, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio was critical of Trump for saying this weekend that he would shoot somebody in the middle of Fifth Avenue in New York and not lose any support.
It's incredibly insensitive. We are at a moment in our nation's history. We're talking about how to deal with a scourge of gun violence. And for someone who says he wants to be president to say that, it shows he's just not presidential.
De Blasio also says he does not believe the country is interested in a political contest between billionaires like Trump and former Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Sources say Bloomberg would consider entering the race as an independent if Trump and Senator Bernie Sanders look like they will be the GOP and Democratic nominees. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August is finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton on with the podcast.